God has unlimited power that He's more than willing to share with us. But Dr. Tony Evans says too many Christians don't take Him up on His offer. He'll explain why as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
A lady lived in the boondocks. They were finally running electricity to the area in which she lived. But the electric company noticed after a few months that hardly one unit of electricity had been used by this lady. So they didn't know whether it was a problem or not, so they went out and checked, knocked on the door. The lady answered. He said, "Ma'am, is your electricity okay?" She said, "Well, yes." She said, "Because we see you haven't been using it hardly." Oh, she says, "Well, yeah, I use it every day. What I do is I turn on the light till I light my kerosene lamp, and then I turn off the electricity." I'm sure you would agree, she didn't know how to use the power that had been made available to her. She had the power, but because she didn't know how to use the power, she lived a kerosene life in an electric location. It's easy for us as Christians to live a powerless life, even though we've been connected to the power, because we don't know how to use it. Far too many Christians are settling for the ordinary when you were redeemed for the extraordinary. And at the heart of this settling is the lack of faith. And faith discussions will never link you to God's power, like talking about electricity won't turn the lights on. There has to be movement for faith to be activated.
Learn to connect with God's power by following the examples of the Bible's most faithful characters. Get details on Dr. Evans' message series, Heroes of the Faith, by visiting us at tonyevans.org. Then join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.